listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. It's a great pleasure to say we have in-house, virtually at least, Claudia Rosette, one of the great journalists of our time, an investigative reporter, prize-winning investigative reporter for decades, including with outfits like the Wall Street Journal, in which she served both in editorial capacities and as an overseas foreign correspondent in places like Moscow. And it is a particular delight to have her with us because she's just recently written about the Russian threat at The Hill. And few people, certainly in the journalistic trade, have thought more about it and been more effective in exposing it to the rest of us than Claudia Rosette. These days, she is a foreign policy fellow with the Independent Women's Forum and a columnist for PJ Media, where she writes the Rosette Report, and also with Forbes.com. She's a dear friend, the winner of the Center for Security Policy's Mightier Pen Award, I'm proud to say, and always a welcome guest here. Claudia, thank you so much for coming back. Good to talk to you.
Frank, thanks. Great to be here.
So, we've just had the so-called re-election of Vladimir Putin as president of Russia for another six-year term. There seems to be, in point of fact, no end in sight, as I was just discussing with our friend Gordon Chang. But Claudia, give us a sense of what the implications are that Putin is now once again installed and seemingly unchecked, and especially against the backdrop of what he's been doing lately, how serious a problem that represents for us.
It's become a very serious problem with the question of how exactly do we stop this? Boris Yeltsin resigned and appointed him on December 31st, 1999. So he's been in power for close to 18 years. And he's now got this next six-year term. This has been extended, played with. He got around the rules of the Russian Constitution that you can't have more than two consecutive terms by having his cutout, Dmitry Medvedev, serve as president while he was prime minister a few years ago.
At which point, all of the power turned over to the prime minister's office. So, Claudia Rosette, he's been in power, it seems, effectively since 1999. He will be in power for the foreseeable future. What has he been doing of late, Vladimir Putin, that is, that is so ominous as you see it?
Okay, so we now have effectively Vladimir Putin as Russia's president for life. Officially, he's just got another 6 years. You know, he also extended the presidential term from 4 to 6, but it just keeps rolling. And what he's done over the years is engage a lot of this really became virulent on sort of extremely virulent on President Obama's watch. That's when Russia really began its big modernization of its military, buildup of its military, again coming back from the devastation in which sort of the rubble of the Cold War and just after the Cold War. And it has gone on at this point to in 2014. He basically changed the rules of the New World Order by grabbing turf from the neighboring state, Ukraine. He annexed Crimea, and that has not been undone. He went into Syria with President Obama's blessing, and the idea was that he would end the use of chemical weapons there. Russia would take care of collecting all of President Assad's toys. And instead, the use of chemical weapons is continuing, but it's now a Russian military foothold in the Middle East again, and cooperating with the Iranians. There was actually a military engagement between so-called Russian mercenaries and Americans in Syria in February, in which a group of some hundreds of men, including Russians, attacked a post across the so-called deconfliction line, the line that's supposed to keep America and Russia from fighting with each other in Syria. The forces with Russians crossed this line and attacked a post held by Americans and Kurds. And the Americans fought back and destroyed the Russians. The Kremlin is saying nothing to do with us. It's always nothing to do with us. Meantime, we've just seen this horrible attack with chemical weapons in England, in Salisbury, England, where a Russian who turned spy for the British, and his daughter were hit with chemical weapons and are now in intensive care fighting for their lives. They were hit with this horrible military nerve agent that Russia is not supposed to have.
And the Soviet Union developed, and Russia has been apparently still holding on to it. Not the first of these assassinations, Claudia Rosette, needless to say, and almost certainly not the last, but just another example of the increasingly brazen aspects of this threat that Putin is posing to all of us. Let me ask you, Claudia, in this connection, Putin made a big point in his State of the Russian Federation speech the other day before Parliament of the nuclear weapons that Russia has been building up. You mentioned that some of this was, I think, unquestionably encouraged, the Russians emboldened by the flaccidness of the Obama team. But they also actually got material support for it in the form of the transfer of technology in a program called Skolkovo, where as part of the great reset with Russia, the Obama-Clinton folks migrated, among other things, hypersonic missile technology to the Russians, some of which is now being pointed at us, it appears, in the form of this modernized nuclear deterrent or nuclear strike force, more accurately. To what extent should we be concerned about all of that in light of what else you've described as the increasingly aggressive quality of Putin's leadership?
Well, we should be very concerned. It's, you know, how exactly what Russia really feels at this point in terms of next generation nuclear triad, you know, land, sea, air, is not quite clear. But what he clearly threatened America with is a next generation of nuclear weapons, which he bragged. This is real. All of this is in your face. And that's part of where it's really dangerous, because China is watching, North Korea is watching, they all watch each other, and everybody's seeing you can get away with this. They've been getting away with it for years. And Vladimir Putin on March 1st gave his annual speech to the Federal Assembly in Russia, the parliament, in which he bragged that Russia now has a next generation of nuclear weapons with delivery systems designed to defeat Western missile defenses. This was accompanying this was an animation of a missile striking the United States. So it's a very direct, in-your-face threat, as is using nerve agent again to murder, to attack people in England, as is right now the position of the Russian military vis-a-vis the Baltics, where this modernized, built-up military is now heavily deployed. Russia could plausibly seize the Baltics in a surprise attack and dig in there before NATO would have time to react.
Claudia, one other example of in your face, as I understand it, is in connection with this election, the Russians actually stuffed ballot boxes in the presence of journalists from the West. So, I mean, this is really leaving no stone unturned in making a mockery, or at least expressing their contempt for the rest of us.
Again, it's the same style. It's in your face. You know, it's daring anybody to stop him. And Vladimir Putin has been engaged for years now, since he came to power. So for almost, we're closing on two decades at this point, in rebuilding this sort of mighty Russia. And he's not rebuilding a democratic Russia. It's not the Russia that we were hoping for in the 90s. This is a dictatorship, and it's an aggressive, predatory dictatorship.
Claudia Rosette, we've run out of time to talk about what we should be doing about this, but I know you've given a lot of thought to that, and we appreciate the writing and thinking as well as your participation in programs like this to discuss it, and we'll look forward to doing so with you in the near future. In the meantime, stay well, keep up the good work at PJ Media, at Forbes.com, and of course at the Independent Women's Forum. Godspeed, my dear. Next up, we will speak with Kenneth Timmerman about developments in Saudi Arabia, Persian Gulf, and beyond, right after this.